Ladies and gentlemen, Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro. Pleasure it is. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. So anyway, I did watch, of course, I see them all. I saw the town hall you did on Wednesday afternoon. Oh, man. We got to do something with these numbers, Mark. They're going up. What's up?
Yeah, we expected this going into the winter months. Certainly, we're monitoring over 1,000 active cases. Just as a reference, 3 weeks ago, we were at under half that number. The biggest concern is hospitalizations. We're now above 90. We expect that within 2 weeks, based on the numbers, that we will likely double that. And by Christmas, we could be at over 200 hospitalizations. The issue is, it's not that these are more severe, because there are therapies. We do understand the virus a little bit better. The hospital system, the healthcare officials, they understand how to sort of manage it a bit better. But the hospitalizations are longer because, in essence, we're treating people and they're staying in the hospital beds a little bit longer. Most recovering, but need that direct hospital care. Sadly, though, we're now at 200 individuals have lost their lives to the virus here in Dutchess County, and sadly that number is going to continue. The hospitalizations is the curve that we've always talked about flattening. So when you reference flatten the curve, it is the hospitalization number, because as that peaks and grows, it's just not something that's sustainable, and the hospital system can't support that number of infectious disease patients without having to shut down other activities, which compounds the healthcare concern.
Yeah, well, we expected the spike after Thanksgiving, and we're going to, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say it. It looks like there's going to be, it could be another one after Christmas.
It's going to cascade. And we've said this. So Thanksgiving brought a bump. And listen, we understand it. People are getting more, they're more casual. They're a little tired of having to follow the protocols. Or some just don't want to. Jeez. Or even believe in them. I need folks to hunker down and to understand that the protocols that we've talked about actually do work. And in the places that, have really lived by them, the physical distancing, keep your social gatherings small. If you can celebrate your holidays virtually this year, those are the basic guidance that makes sense. Wear a face mask. These things all work when they're all working together. If we just ignore them, the numbers will continue. And that just is not something that's sustainable within the hospital system. So do those things, take those mitigation steps. But yes, you're right. Right, we go from Thanksgiving to Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah to those celebrating. But try to do it social distance and virtual this year, followed by Christmas, followed by New Year. Now, the light at the end of the tunnel is that we do have vaccines and access to vaccination. That is going to be a rollout that begins, in fact, next week. With healthcare workers first, and then from there a tiered approach that ultimately will allow the general public to choose again to take the vaccine in toward the end of the first quarter of the new year. I actually think it might be a little bit sooner, but I don't have any insight to suggest that, other than it does seem to be rolling out according to the plan.
Yeah. Okay. So there are three phases, and then we average Joe would be in phase three, like in March or April, you say, right? Hopefully, anyway.
That's basically it. And yeah, within those phases, there's a couple tiers. So yeah, just to say that, so phase one is healthcare workers, followed by nursing home patients and staff, followed by emergency responders, and then so on and so on. You and I, so mm-hmm. young and vibrant, we would not be to the end.
It's good. Thank you, Mark.
March or April. Yeah. But and again, in New York, it's by choice. The governor has said so. We support that concept. It is by choice. We'll talk about that. And you watch the town hall meetings. You'll start to see healthcare professionals from the region talking about the efficacy of the vaccine and the safety of it. And we want to be able to answer questions, because two of the three are unique. They're a new kind of vaccination. And then one is more traditional. And we'll want residents to understand that.
Okay, I'm ready, man. Just I'll roll up my sleeve anytime. I'll tell you that. I'm done.
Well, they're saying, you know this, right? The Pfizer, these are two doses. But if you want, you can get four or five.
Okay, four or five? What the hell?
Well, I mean, for someone like you, we want to be sure.
Yes, right.
Four or five shots in the arm.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
You know, somebody like remember Charlie North?
Oh, sure.
He's got to take it in the backside. Everyone else gets in the arm. He has to take it in the backside.
Yeah. Right. Charlie North. Yeah, indeed. So, let me see here. Oh, yeah. What the hell was I going to say? Oh, the restrictions on elective surgery. Have you not done that yet?
So not for this region, although the governor's going to be rolling out some a new framework today for the monitoring. And it is going to be important to see what they decide. But what we've seen is in Western New York, and truly, you know, the counties work together. Mark Poloncar is the county executive in Erie County. They have just been under it's just an onslaught of cases. They did restrict the state did restrict elective procedures in Erie County. What the governor has said, and we embrace this as a concept, if it looks like you're going to get to 90% capacity within the next 3 weeks, then they want to slow down on those elective procedures. What we've said is, in a hospital setting, we understand that, but to eliminate elective procedures in alternate facilities, you can go in the same day facilities that you have throughout the county, would just compound a healthcare problem. So we're hopeful that if there are restrictions on the hospital, that's one thing. If there are restrictions on the hospital and those alternate care locations where you might get an in and out procedure, mm-hmm. that will cause other healthcare problems and may not be necessary. So. Mm-hmm. We'll see what those regulations are today, and we'll start talking about them. But we're not on pace to get to 90% within the next 3 weeks. You should know that.
Well, that's good.
We have about 500 beds. 90 of them are occupied at the moment. And that said, we might double it, but that still only gets us – I shouldn't say only, but that gets us to about 50% capacity.
All right. Well, that's something. DutchessNY.gov, if you have information, there is information there on – how you can get tested, where you can get tested, it's all there. I think it's DutchessCounty.gov/coronavirus, something to that effect.
DutchessNY.gov/coronavirus testing. Be patient. If you have symptoms, you feel like you contracted the virus, you should get tested. But the testing system in the entire country is not built for, just coming in every couple of days because you feel like you want to. And that's delayed results. And so we just ask people to be patient with that. And if you feel like you're sick or you've contracted the virus, you really ought to isolate and inform those that you came into close contact with that you might be ill and they should be monitoring their own health as well.
I was watching your town hall and I raised my eyebrows just a moment. This isn't going to cause any trouble at all. Listen to this. You said that once it becomes available to the masses, employers can in fact mandate their employees get tested.
Yeah, can get vaccines. So currently, an employer can require that. Now, again, the state may alter that to some degree, but yes, that could be an employer requirement. Mm-hmm. And we'll just continue to educate folks as to what those regulations are. But we don't make those rules.
I hear that.
We just tell you what it is.
All right, let's move to something a little lighter. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro. Tree lighting this Sunday at Dutchess Stadium. Talk to me. That's good.
Yeah, nice little a socially distant craft fair. If you want to get those last-minute holiday gifts in, obviously all the COVID protocols are in effect. They've done this a few times before. There'll be a light display and tree lighting at the stadium. This follows last weekend at Wilcox Park in Milan. We hosted our Illumination Weekend, not the Elimination Weekend, but the Illumination Weekend. But we had thousands of people. In fact, I almost had to apologize. The traffic was so immense. I mean, people just came a steady
great.
Stream for
good.
Like 3 hours, 2 days in a row.
That's
so
great.
Tree lighting at the stadium. And Bowdoin Park, every Saturday and Sunday through December, Melody at Dusk. We have the old chapel there that we restored some years ago. There'll be music pumped out of there onto the trails. And if you're wandering around, Bowdoin Park is a beautiful setting. You can take advantage of some holiday music and some background music as you stroll the park. And in partnership with the Poughkeepsie Library District, we have sort of life-size walk your way through winter reading. So this weekend is Snowy Day, if you're familiar with that, a children's book. Throughout the park, there are stations where you can sort of read your way and walk your way through the book. So it's a nice thing. Actually, I think we're going to take our youngest boys down there Saturday to do that. So Saturday and Sunday this weekend and every weekend through December.
Man, nicely done. All right, well, that's it, man. I do appreciate the time, as always. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro. Can we chat again next week, sir?
Of course we can. In the meantime, stay safe. Stay safe and be healthy.
Thank you, man. 19-9.